T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A guy's got to quit his job after he thinks a text from his boss was someone sexting him. Oh, this is bad news for this 19-year-old named Corey.
This is awesome.
He worked as a receptionist at a small web design company in Chicago. And on Monday, he got a text from an unknown number, and the text, I'm pretty sure it meant to say, I'm making you come in at 12 on Friday, but they forgot the word in the text. So it sounded like they were going to make him do something else at 12 on Friday.
Which, why do we have to wait till 12 on Friday? Why can't we make it happen right now?
Yeah. So because he thought this was a sexual text, and I get it, you know, without the word in between the word come and the word at, yes, it definitely sounds like they're going to make him have a good time on Friday.
I'm looking at the text. Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
So he was like, this is totally a text from a random girl I met. And so he responded, first off, you're not making me do S. Second off, I don't remember scheduling any rhymes with Rick appointments.
And he put a little sad face emoji. This guy must be just getting hollered at a lot, because honestly, me in my single days, and I get that text.
Yeah.
I'm like, new phone, who's this, but when do you want to meet?
Yeah. Yeah, so he basically, after he gives that response saying, you're not making me do S, and I don't remember scheduling any rhymes with Rick appointments, the person responded and said, hey, I'm not some crazy lady looking to get some action. I'm your boss.
Yes, this is your boss, Maribel. I got a new number.
Oh.
Sorry, Maribel.
And yeah, she definitely meant to say she was going to make him come in at noon on Friday.
But also, as a boss, I mean, that seems a rather... Like, I'm making you come in at 12. Like, I'd be like, screw you, boss.
Yeah, it is an odd way to text stuff. I'm making you come in at 12. And she forgot the word in, and I don't know what the hell's going on there.
I don't know. I'd be like, hey, I have you scheduled. I guess maybe I would be a little more sugar-coated when I'm telling people when they're coming in. But maybe this boss, that's not the type of person that they are.
Yeah, and if you have a new phone, don't you tell people, like, don't you sign your name or something? Are people forgetting that they have new phones when they're communicating with folks?
Dude, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. I got one buddy. He keeps texting me, and every time he texts me, it's from a new number. And I'm like, who is this? I'm sorry, I don't have this number. And it's the same guy. I'm like, you just texted me last month from a different number.
Is he in the witness protection program or something?
Dude, he might be. Or maybe, like, I was telling Ted about this. He's like, maybe he has, like, a burner phone, and he just doesn't, or, you know, he doesn't have an actual phone plan, so he's always getting these new phones.
That's all I can think of, is that from a financial standpoint, it's the only way they can have cell phones, is they got to have these. I don't understand.
I've known him for 6 months, this dude. And he has had new numbers 4 times.
See, that I don't get that unless it makes you look shady as all hell.
He's also the guy who hit me up asking me to buy him pizza for him and his kids one time. That's a whole other story.
He's your friend?
Not so much, in my opinion.
Yeah, dude, how do you give that guy your number? See, you and I are different people.
Convoluted story. I never gave him my number. He's in the wrestling world, and a pretty big name wrestling dude that I'm friends with must have given him my number because he needed to reach out to me because we met and we hit it off, but didn't bother to ask. Next thing you know, he's hitting me up saying, hey, man, I was hoping that you could, money's tight.
Whoa.
Can you help pay for pizza for me and my kids? I'll send you money later.
Are you serious?
Yes, dude. Yes.
So you totally did it, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
What?
No, I was like, no. Sorry, man.
Can I help you pay? Who? I don't even know what to say about a person that would reach out for pizza money like that. Oh, I don't even know what to say about that.
It was like that instantly made me think this guy is definitely not a friend. Like, how do you hit up someone you just don't
And I don't ever
know.
Give out anybody's number, even if somebody asks for it.
I always ask first.
Yeah, that's the guy that did that, I think I'd have a conversation with, because you know my rules. I have a lot of rules for communication. Anybody that would give out my number without my permission is dead to me.
This was the text. I lost my credit card and wanted to order a pizza for me and my sons. If you can help me out, I'll pay you back when I get it back. PayPal.
Okay. That's so sketchy.
So I'm just like, nope.
And how long has he known you at this point?
We met probably a month before that.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked on social media for a while, but that was the first time I met him.
Oh, you don't know me for a month and then hit me up for money for food. Yeah. For your kids.
It was very odd. And I didn't ask all these questions. I just said no. But it was like, do you want me to hand over my credit card to you? Or do you want me to order it online from my home? Because he doesn't live here in Washington State.
Oh, man, that's another great thing.
What?
This guy's a genius.
Oh, dude.
This guy is a real genius.
I mean, I got a great chuckle out of it, but I'm also just like, what's going on in your world that you're hitting up random dudes that you barely know?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's that?
It's usually something that's going up your nose or something druggy. I'm telling you, people that are sketchmo, it's drugs.
Yeah.
People are always getting in trouble. Losing their stuff, having to go through phones, needing money. I mean, it's an addiction. It's got to be. I mean, that's, it's 2018. We kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, I just wonder, man.
You're not fooling anybody. You really are not fooling anybody. I know you're fooling yourself, and that's part of the denial, but we're pretty savvy now as a society. You're super sketch. Stuff, happens to you. You're hitting up people you met just a month ago for food. Yeah, you're on drugs.
So he says, the pizza sounds good for lunch. Can you spot me, Steve? Another person says, there's a Reddit thread for asking for pizza. What's the thread about?
I think it's asking for pizza.
I've seen it on Imgur, which is kind of an extension of Reddit.
I don't know if maybe this is like some kind of like weird joke that people play, like a friend test or something.
No, it's like sometimes when people either are doing well, they're like, hey, you know what? I have a little extra money and I would like to help somebody that's in need, or vice versa. Hey, I need help. Can someone, and pizza's the easiest thing you could send to somebody.
I just found it. And it's a subreddit, and it's just /r/random_acts_of_pizza. And it's just sometimes people want to deliver other people pizza.
I'm okay with that, but don't hit me up for it.
Right.
Yeah. See, I feel like...
Should we send somebody a pizza today?
One of the requests. Yeah. Just finished my last final for summer semester. Would enjoy some Domino's to celebrate. Will gladly pay it forward next time I get paid.
Yeah. See, I feel like that's a young person thing, and that makes sense to me. But when you're hitting up middle-aged guys... That's the, not that you're middle-aged, Steve. I saw Steve give me a look. Who are you talking about here?
Who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost middle-aged.
What you talking about, Willis?
It depends on when I'm dying, I guess.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So I have a question. If your friend...
Oh, somebody just said, hey, Migs, I need gas. Can you buy me a tank? Yeah, I'll send you my credit card info.
No problem, buddy.
Just be on the lookout for it. Somebody says, I have a friend who has a new number every 2 months. They always text, hey, this is insert name, my new number. He sells things of questionable legality. Anyone who has a new number that often is trying to avoid having their calls or texts traced to them.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And I don't want to be friends with that person.
Another person.
I have a person in my life that I really, they have to be in my life, and they're always getting new phones, and I'm just like, God, I don't want to talk to you.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they at least tell you that they have a new phone every time?
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Is it up to, are they up to shady stuff?
Here's the thing. They tell me the story, I don't believe it.
Are they hookers?
You know what? At this point, Steve, that's as good a guess as anybody else, but whatever. The story they tell me is like, oh yeah, no, I dropped it. They're always dropping it. Yeah, I've never met anybody.
You don't need a full new phone number if you drop your phone.
I know, right. I know. You're absolutely right, Rev, which is why I don't believe their stories.
What's a justifiable reason for changing your phone number? I say new relationship if the other person is just kind of driving you batty.
Can't you block them, though?
Nowadays, yes.
Yeah, so that's why I don't even know if there's ever a reason anymore.
Well, I was about to change my number because someone put my number on a dating site and messaged dudes with different photos of some other chick.
Oh, that's
like requesting dirty things.
That's a beating.
You don't do that. You do that to your dude friends, pretending that they're chicks because it's funny. You don't do that to an actual female.
I don't know who did it either. Like, I to this day, I have a few ideas. I think it was a disgruntled guy I met online.
See, that sucks. That sucks. But yeah, that's probably the only reason.
Yeah,
I changed mine when I moved to Washington.
Because so you got a 206?
Yeah, 206.
Yeah, you
that
know,
way you feel official, even though it doesn't matter anymore.
It really doesn't,
at all. But I was just like, yeah, I want 206. Kind of done with the Albuquerque 505.
Aren't you fancy?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
One person says, I've had the same cell number for 19 years. I guess I like when people know my number. That's from Adam and Everett. My parents had the same phone number since until they finally moved out of the house. So for I would imagine for at least 30 years, they had the same phone number.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you had to, if you moved to a new place and they didn't have the cell phone carrier that you had in your old place, then you had to get a new number. But a lot of times the new places say they can switch the same, give you the same number. So you really don't ever have to change it if you don't want to.
See, I remember I changed mine, it was maybe over 15 years ago now, or maybe over 10 years ago. And the only reason why is there's just too many people I didn't want having the number kept bugging me.
Yeah.
And this is before the ability to block numbers.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I don't even think we had smartphones that were like this. I mean, we might have had Blackberries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. The iPhone is not 10 years old, is it?
Oh, I think it is 10 now.
Oh, okay, so it's...
Isn't that why we have the iPhone 10?
Yeah.
You know what? You might be a brilliant man. That may be exactly why we have the iPhone 10. But it wasn't available on my network when it first came out.
I had one of those weird, like, Verizon flip... touchscreen thingamarolls.
The old thingamarole.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah, it's called the Verizon thingamarole.
It's a great phone.
Yeah, the iPhone came out June 29th, 2007.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's 10 years old. 11 years old this year, yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever change it again now, because now I can block people's numbers.
Yeah. It's just too much work. That's why I keep my same email address. It's an MSN.com email address. And people give me a hard time for it all the time. I go, well, you know what? What am I going to do? Send out email messages to everybody going, here's my new email. What's the point when you can... this email works. It's not like it doesn't work anymore.
I know some people who still have the AOL email addresses. They still work.
I used to, and people browbeated me to get rid of it.
AOL is it's like low class now.
See, I wish I had it.
It's so stupid that it is.
I really wish I still had it.
It's coming back. It's like vintage or retro or... something.
Exactly. It's like vinyl.
Yeah, sure.
I had to change my Yahoo one to a Gmail just because it was getting inundated with spam.
Oh,
yeah. It was just getting to the point where I couldn't keep up with the spam filter. And I was like, you know what? It's time to just start fresh.
Yeah. I have a question for you. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about getting stood up on a date?
Uh-oh.
Yep, it's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You definitely want to put a smile on your face by checking out the brand new Rock Girl photos, because they are here. They're in their summer wear, swimsuits galore. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Steve has given it his two thumbs up, his seal of approval.
Yep, both thumbs way up.
Check them out in their swimsuits, The Rock Girls, right now, KISW.com.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and of course, we're going to act it out. This time around, playing the role of the original poster, Jenny will be you, BJ.
All right.
Sarah, you'll play the role of Addie.
Oh, hey.
Vicky, you will be Amy.
Yay.
I'll play the role of Freddie. And Rev, you will be Heather.
Sweet.
My penmanship makes it look like Hooker.
Oh, hey, Hooker.
I am not a hooker.
He is.
Nice.
Yeah, I can verify.
I'm very good with handwriting. All right, so the original poster, once again, is Jenny. So, BJ, please take it away.
Yeah, it's really cool to get ditched 2 times in a row. Whatever. Anyone want to hang out tonight since I don't have plans anymore?
No way. He ditched you again?
Mm-hmm. And you know the worst thing? I shaved everything. Legit. Everything, thinking I was getting some action tonight. Wasted 2 hours of my life.
2 hours? You must be one hairy-ass mofo, LOL.
She is.
Oh, thanks, Freddy, for that input.
Well, did you see your legs last weekend? We were on Lake Washington. They were like 2 huge-ass caterpillars. I can't imagine what your downstairs looks like.
OMG, ew!
Once again, Freddy, thanks for that input.
Well, am I wrong?
Obviously not, if it took me 2 hours to shave everything. Now just shut up!
Don't feel bad, Jenny. It takes me, like, double that time to shave everything. LOL.
Damn! You might want to get that checked out. But that sounds like a problem. A very hairy problem.
Thanks, Freddy, for that input.
No problem, Chewbacca.
Big question is, why are these women friends with Freddy?
I don't know.
Get that positive life affirmation.
I mean, why? What? And he's hanging out with some of them.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Freddy's the one that owns the boat.
Oh, good call.
That's it.
Bitches love boats. And I'm talking bitches, dudes, or women.
Yeah. You're right, dude. And that
everybody
means,
loves somebody who has a boat.
And Freddy can be an a-hole then because he's got the boat.
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's no other reason to hang out with Freddy.
I mean, especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that guy that annoys the living F out of you, if he has a boat, he's all right.
Yeah.
You know, we can tolerate Freddy.
I will say it does suck for some reason. I don't know when it happened. I don't know when it started happening in our culture when women had to start shaving. Because, I mean, obviously they weren't shaving before in life, and we were attracted to them back in the day, right? When they were just, you know, running around like we were.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it sucks that they, you know, that, hey, look, they do it for us anyway, and then to sit there and be ridiculed by Freddie, I think I'd be like, you know, F you.
And it's weird because then, so yeah, at some point they decided we need to remove the hair on our armpits, hair on our legs, hair wherever else. And at some point, that must have been kind of a little bit of a surprise. But now when you see someone who has hairy armpits, it's a female, or hairy legs, your first instinct is like, whoa. And I'm not saying it as like an insult to anyone that does decide that.
No, it's just a shock to us because we've never seen it.
Right. Whenever I've seen somebody like lift their arms up, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, you're not shaving your armpits. And I remember when I was in college, I used to think that was really, really weird. And I still think it's a little bit like off-putting for a second. But now I'm not to the point where it's like, it is what it is. You know, if someone's happy and fine with that, I don't care.
Yeah, and I grew up in a time where the old downstairs action was really,
Bermuda Triangle.
All they needed to do was really make sure that nothing was peeking out of their any bikini. That's all you had to worry about as a woman when you shaved, is you just didn't want anything peeking out of the bikini.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could have whatever you want down there. You could have a full-blown forest, and nobody ever batted an eye at that in my generation.
Apparently, women didn't start shaving their armpits until, like, the 1915, because apparently underarm or even the word was scandalous. So when there was a sleeveless dress in Harper's Bazaar, like, they had shaved, and they said, oh, you should start doing this, and that just kind of started it all.
Wow.
It's so, an article in a magazine.
You know, there were cultures.
Interesting.
There were cultures that used to... Well, when they wanted to get busy and they didn't want to get a woman pregnant, they would use as an alternative the underarm. Hmm. Is that why it was considered scandalous to even reveal it?
Like arms and like legs were scandalous back then. Like women wore the long dresses like up to their necks and down to their ankles.
So even seeing an arm used to get people like, mm-hmm. Ooh, hey, baby.
Hey, well,
do you know
that's
why
a sick armpit right there.
Why there's such thing as bed skirts? Because the idea of having the legs show in a bed was scandalous because they're legs. No, seriously. I learned this in like a human sexuality class. Because if you thought of legs on a bed, you thought of women legs, and they didn't want your sexual appetite to kind of go haywire, basically.
God, we were a weird place.
Well, you don't get aroused when you go to bed and you see the legs on the bed?
I guess back in the day they did.
Oh, still to this day, I do.
Do you want to know something else about sexual history?
You know what? It's very odd that Vicky knows all this stuff.
Tell us more, Vicky.
Yes.
Do you know why they invented cornflakes and graham crackers?
Why is that?
Because they believed that foods that had a lot of spice and flavor to them would, you know, arouse a sexual appetite. So they made these for children to keep them basically not horny.
Dude, I mean,
I'm not kidding.
That's why they started doing circumcision, because they thought if they basically chopped up a dude, it would make him want to have sex less, which, of course, that's not.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, now people are getting pierced in that area and still want to go.
You know, this is why I think as a society, we've got to give previous societies, like, you know, previous generations a break. We really, really do. Because we're all, you know what? Someone's always going to think we're stupid. In 50 years, as cool as you think you are now, someone's going to tell you you're stupid for thinking the way you do when you hit your 60s and 70s. Someone's going to tell you that, and you're going to go, come on, back in my time, that wasn't stupid. I'm going through that right now, where people are telling me, you know what, you can't say that, you can't do that. I'm like, really? That's a problem now? That's never been a problem.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're always evolving and adjusting.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting when you brought up the whole thing about the women back in the day when they had the forest going on down there, but all you had to make sure was to hide any hair when you were wearing like a bikini
or
something.
Nothing was peeking out of the bikini,
Do you remember the Black Crowes record, Amorica? I always think about that. And the album eventually became...
a black background and a triangle of the American flag. And it looks kind of like what's going on with that American flag.
Yes.
Well, originally it was the bottom of a woman's bikini. But when the original album artwork, which is fantastic, it's the same picture, but all of a sudden you're seeing some pubes going up above the American
peakage.
Flag.
Yeah.
And that was too scandalous.
Dude, yeah, because if you saw female pubic hair, that was the promised land. Mm-hmm. You were like, oh my God, that was like seeing the bed skirt legs. How crazy is that? That was like you couldn't see any bit of it, which is, you're right, I remember that album.
Yeah.
That was scandalous as all heck. And now you can see somebody's full butt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but I remember back then wanting that copy of the one with the pubes.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get it because all the stores in my neighborhood, all they carried was the one with the black background instead.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, dude. I miss it. It was a thing for me. I remember
Black Crowes, they're still around, man.
Well, they're still around.
I mean, not a lot. But
that, you know, that look, the George and Barbara look.
Yes.
You know what? There were always magazines where, like, if you got to see somebody that had that going on, especially blondes, you know, or sandy-haired girls, that was a thing, dude. That was considered super sexy, and now you're considered to be Chewbacca. It's just nuts how times have changed.
Yeah, and for me, though, because the world I grew up on, it was, you know, from the videos and the magazines that we had.
Yeah.
That style was gone. High and tight, basically. Now
I remember doing a radio show in the 80s, and we were a rock show, and people were calling people pedophiles if they wanted a woman that had a Brazilian.
Right,
they called you a pedophile.
Yep.
They said, you know what, you the police need to be called on you right now if that's the kind of woman you want.
Yep.
And now that's a standard. Now you're called a Chewbacca enthusiast if you don't want that.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of come back. To
a little bit, it's coming back.
It's a little bit of both.
I'm digging it.
It's almost like a mullet style in a sense.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. You got downstairs and upstairs.
Yeah,
the upstairs has carpet. The downstairs has hardwood floors.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my house.
Yeah. And you know what? I think everybody loves the upstairs carpet and the downstairs. I always thought that was the best way to do your house.
Right.
Upstairs carpet, downstairs
hardwood
floors.
And it's not like
floors.
A shag carpet. I mean, it's like one of those things.
Oh, you like the Berber.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it. See, I don't mind a shag. If it, even upstairs shag carpet was always cool. I kind of like the upstairs shag carpet. So when you're doing your house, of course.
Yeah. Right.
Yesterday, Steve, he was stumped on this one.
What does a cartographer make?
Oh, stamps.
No.
Cards.
No.
Italian Christmas donkeys.
No.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Italian Christmas.
It was an honest question.
And a not-so-honest answer, actually.
Yes.
The correct answer, which Steve never gets, and probably if we ask him again today,
maps.
He won't know. You go, no map. You did remember it. Maps.
Never forget.
Oh.
Now I got to change the question.
Yeah. You got a shot at beating Steve, 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.